Martinez at third base. 0-1 pitch foul back, 0-2. Tennessee with a three-run home run by Madison Shipman in the top of the 11th. Oklahoma has scored twice here in the bottom of the 11th. An RBI double by Brittany Williams and an RBI triple by Destiny Martinez. And now an 0-2 count to Callie Parsons with two outs, with Martinez at third. Swung on, blew to the left field, base hit. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Martinez has scored to tie it. Callie Parsons around second. She's going to go into third, and she is out. But Oklahoma has tied it on a double by Callie Parsons. We're going to 12 in OKC. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Heavenly Hospice, because when it's family, only an angel will do. You're listening to Sooner Softball. Head coach talking with Ellen Renfro, who has to be shaken after what happened in the bottom of the 11th.
Volunteers went into the bottom of the 11th with the idea, we just scored three runs. They haven't touched Renfro. We've got this game in the bag. But as long as the Sooners have an out, the Sooners have a fighting chance.
And I'm sure you've pitched a lot of softball, DJ. I'm sure you've been in the situation. What is Kalani Ricketts feeling now? She had to think, you can say you believed, but deep down, she thought she was done for the night.
You know, it crosses your mind, especially, you know, when you see goose eggs put up for that long. But, you know, at the same time, too, Ricketts is the one who started, you know, one way or another, that rally.
That's true. Hannah Akamine leading it off here for Tennessee. She took a strike on the first pitch, and then the next one's a ball 1-1. Wow. Top of the 12th. This is pretty good television for the folks on ESPN here. Tennessee with a three-run homer from Madison Shipman in the top of the 11th. Oklahoma answers with three runs in the bottom of the 11th on four extra base hits. Four extra base hits in the inning. There's a strike to Akamine, and it's 1-2. Three doubles and a triple by Destiny Martinez. Now, one of the doubles, to me, is an absolute joke. It should have been an error on Lauren Gibson. But that's just me. 1-2 pitch to Akamine. Swung on line right to the second baseman, Georgia Casey, for the out. And I tell you, more than anything, what this OU comeback has done, the Sooner crowd is back in it.
You could hear a coin drop in this ASA Hall of Fame stadium here going into the bottom of the 11th. All the momentum is in the Sooner dugout right now, and these fans are putting it there.
First pitch to Torrey Lewis is a ball 1-0, and here's some other bit of good news. Guess what Oklahoma has coming up in the bottom of the 12th? Brianna Terang and then Lauren Chamberlain.
Tennessee does not like hearing that.
1-0 swing and a miss, 1-1. Well, Patty Gasso explained it the other night before one of the games about being aggressive, and we've seen, oh my gosh, that's either three or four times just in the last, one of those might have been Bedlam, but in the last month now, where Patty has sent a runner to third base and they've been called out. They've been thrown out at third for the final out of the inning. I will say this, she's been consistent. She keeps sending him. But that time, Callie Parsons really, I don't think, had a chance of getting the third. But again, you make the defense make the play. And Tennessee had to be shaken up there, knowing the tying run had scored. 1-2, there's a bouncer right back to Ricketts. Throws in time to get the out. And two down now. I think the key, this could go 20 innings and OU could win, but I think to me, DJ, this crowd's into it. OU needs to take advantage, put their foot on Tennessee's neck here in the bottom of the 12th.
I love it, yes. Now, what a great job by Ricketts coming out after that inning and getting two quick outs.
Raven Chavon, the batter, and she takes a strike.
Sooners need to get back in that dugout as quickly as possible and make it feel like that rally they started in the bottom of the 11th never ended.
Chavon's 0-for-5 tonight, has struck out three times, and is 3-for-16 at the World Series. Swings and misses there, 0-2. I would imagine Ricketts has a little bit more pop behind that ball now. That was 72 miles an hour to Siobhan.
We're seeing Ricketts has pushed it up into a second gear coming out here in the bottom of this inning. We haven't seen this Ricketts. We didn't see this Ricketts last inning.
0-2 pitch to Raven Siobhan. Swing and a miss. She strikes out. Strikeout number 13 for Kehlani Ricketts. Tennessee goes quietly in order in the 12th. We go to the bottom of the 12th. Oklahoma with a chance to win again. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Heavenly Hospice, because when it's family, only an angel will do. You're listening to Sooner Softball. Brian Brinkley, former Sooner pitcher DJ Mathis, and Jessica Cootie back at ASA Hall of Fame Stadium in Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the 12th inning. Oklahoma and Tennessee tied at 3. Brianna Terang, Lauren Chamberlain, and Georgia Casey do up for the Sooners here in the 12th. Let's go down to Jessica Cootie in the Sooner dugout. Jessica? Apparently having some problems with Jessica's mic. But I would imagine the mood is a little different down there, DJ.
Hello?
Go ahead, Jessica.
Oh, there we go. I don't know what happened there, but yeah, you guys were talking about how the life is completely restored back into the Sooner crowd here at ASA Hall of Fame Stadium. Obviously, the life is completely restored back into this Sooner dugout here at the end of this that last inning where they tied it all up. Lauren Chamberlain screaming, "We're not done yet," and of course, the crowd joined along. They started the chant, "We're not done yet." This Sooner team, not done yet.
Thanks, Jessica. And now the crowd doing the YMCA. Okay. Well, it's got them fired up. Even some of the Tennessee fans were doing it.
I think if this crowd, if you tell this crowd the Sooners are going to score a run right now, they would do anything.
Terang 3 for 12 in the World Series. She is 1 for 4 tonight, singled and stole a base in the 10th. And again, maybe this is part of the reason Patty sends Callie Parsons. She knows she's got Terang due up in the 12th as Terang takes a strike from Ellen Renfro. And then Chamberlain to follow.
Yeah, Coach Gasso is not a Hall of Fame coach for no reason. I mean, she, you know, again, you have Brianna Terang leading it off. If Parsons is safe, great. If not, again, you're sitting in the situation we are right now.
0-1 to Terang. Brianna pounds it down on the dirt. It's fair over the head of the third baseman, Raven Siobhan. She'll slide into second base, and she's safe. Oh, my goodness gracious. A leadoff double by the speedy Brianna Terang. She never hesitated on that one.
I was holding my breath there for a second when I saw that throw come in.
Boy, that was a high bounce. Somehow at State Fair, it just bounced in fair territory over the third base bag. Brianna looked up and saw it and was racing around first base in safely with a leadoff double. And Lauren Chamberlain, the nation leader in RBIs at the plate. She's just 1 for 5 tonight. Showing bunt here to Ellen Renfro. Swings, hits it high, hits it deep. Come on, field. If it stays fair, it is gone. Home run, Lauren Chamberlain. The Sooners win it on a two-run home run from Chamberlain. 5-3. And Oklahoma takes game one of the Women's College World Series. And it's Bedlam at Hall of Fame Stadium. Chamberlain with her 30th home run of the year, tying her own OU and Big 12 single season record she set last year. RBIs 83 and 84 to extend her own OU and Big 12 single season records. And Oklahoma with, I don't think this is even arguable, DJ, the most dramatic comeback in the history of this program, down 3-0 in the bottom of the 11th to Tennessee. They score 3 in the 11th and 2 in the 12th to win it 5-3.